Time to take five for your community, and this morning I'm very pleased to be joined by Pastor Russ Feldman with the Lawrenceville Free Methodist Church, talking about Celebrate Recovery, Tuesday open share meetings, 6:30 with the light meal at 5:30. Russ, first of all, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. Thank you for having me, Arvin.
Appreciate you joining us this morning, and let's talk a little bit about Celebrate Recovery, and I'm sure most folks listening have at least heard of the program, but maybe they have a wrong conception of it. Why don't you explain the program to some folks who aren't as familiar with it?
Well, I'm sure a lot of folks have heard about it. It's been around in our county for some time now. There are two chapters, and ours meets, of course, at the Lawrenceville Free Methodist Church. We could have many chapters in Lawrence County and not exhaust the need.
Right.
So it is a very necessary program. It is a 12-step recovery program. It is similar in some ways to Alcoholics Anonymous, but this one is explicitly Christian. So this is Celebrate Recovery is Christ-centered, and we meet on Tuesday nights, as you said, to have a light meal, and then we have our what we call open share meetings at 6:30. And there is a little bit of singing, so some worship to begin with. And then we recite our principles and steps as you would at an AA meeting. And then we have a lesson. And then we break up into men's and women's discussion groups. And that's kind of the entry level for Celebrate Recovery. Celebrate Recovery has, I would say, levels of personal disclosure. So
you're right.
you can come on Tuesday night and be very anonymous and just watch and just listen. You don't have to do anything, but just see what you can learn and decide if this is a group whether or not you want to be a part of. And so some folks come and they stay at that level in various chapters for a while until the day comes when they say, okay, I want to participate more deeply. And so, you know, as we said, it's anonymous, and so some folks never share their name at certain chapters. Most folks begin by just sharing their first name. And if a person kind of gets into it and says, all right, I really want to participate deeply, then in addition to Tuesday nights, you get plugged into a 12-step group, which goes deeper.
Mm-hmm.
And you begin to work the actual 12 steps in a more meaningful way.
You had said it's been in the county for several years. It's
yeah.
been at the Lawrenceville Free Methodist Church, well, about four years?
I'm thinking we're approaching three. I think
okay.
we started in March 2017.
Okay.
So we're getting close to three. Of course, we started preparing it before that,
mm-hmm.
But it was at Fountain Fellowship, and now there's another chapter starting in the county as well. And I said, the more the merrier.
Sure.
We're not in competition. We're catching different people that need help. Celebrate Recovery is for anybody struggling, as we say, with a hurt, a habit, a hang-up. It's not just substance abuse, though probably the bulk of people coming through come because of alcohol dependency or a problem with drugs or something of that nature. But it could be a relationship pattern,
mm-hmm.
something you do that's destructive over and over in relationships that you need to break. It could be some grief you're working through. It could be just a way of thinking that ends up with behavior that hurts you or hurts others. It might be addiction to pornography. Might be all kinds of things. What we encourage people to do, especially if the problem is substance abuse, is that Celebrate Recovery is not your only thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a three-legged stool. Celebrate Recovery, then possibly some addictions counseling, and then church involvement or something else. And together, you know, those three things tend to help. Some folks go to an AA chapter and Celebrate Recovery because they're right in the thick of the grips of addiction and they don't need a little help.
Right,
they
right.
need consistent help. And so it's not meant to stand all alone, as most things aren't, but it is a crucial part of helping people.
And comfort is very key because
yes.
if we're honest, some people are kind of forced to go maybe to a meeting like this, and they're
right.
going to be it's a very uncomfortable thing. But the more comfortable they feel, the more welcome they'll feel, and you know they'll
right.
go from there.
We have had folks that were mandated by the court to go to a recovery program, and one of the options is Celebrate Recovery. And they come and they get their form signed that they attended. and some really participate, some just kind of watch, that's okay.
Right.
That is okay. You get to participate at the level that you want to. We hope that people engage deeply, but they don't always. And I think if I was entering for the first time and I had an addiction problem, with my personality, I would come and I would watch.
Sure.
And then as I got to know a couple people, then I would talk a little bit. And so as the weeks rolled on, then eventually I'd become a living part of the process. But at first, you know, trust takes time to build, and that's okay.
Has anything surprised you in the 3 years that you've been involved with the program, or what has surprised you the most, maybe?
What has surprised me is how deep the program can go if you let it.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we all have layers, you know, and the program helps a person wrestle with what's driving them. You know, what does the addiction do for them?
Mm-hmm.
What does it cover up? What does it help with? And it is amazing how deep we can go with our motivations and past hurts and things that triggered all this in the beginning. That's not comfortable to go through that stuff and think about it, but there's real freedom when you do. So.
Okay, so again, that's on, that's Tuesday nights at the Lawrenceville Free Methodist Church.
Mm-hmm.
Again.
10th and Maple Street.
Right. There's a light meal again at 5:30.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Chance to, you know, kind of get to know people there and kind of get a little more comfortable with the program. And
or
then
just eat.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the open share meeting, as you mentioned, at 6:30. And let's see, if somebody wants to get more information, maybe you want to speak to somebody, they can get a hold of you. How?
Probably the first way would just be go to our Facebook page, Celebrate Recovery of Lawrenceville, Illinois, or you can call our church at 618-943-2857.
There you are. He is the pastor of the Lawrenceville Free Methodist Church, Russ Feldman, again, talking about Celebrate Recoveries Tuesday nights. Again, Russ, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, sir.